If what you've got here is 10 little lumps of coal, it's, if you like, a scale model of the problem. And each of these represents 500,000,000 tons of carbon. Back in 1750, when sort of the likes of James Watt were firing up the Industrial Revolution, and we were starting to dig this stuff out of the ground, there were around 4 to 5 trillion tons available. So far, over the past 250 years, we've burnt 500,000,000,000 tons and deposited all that CO2 into the atmosphere, and then it enters the active carbon cycle in various forms, and there's a lot of research, I know, in the Martin School, which goes on looking at these other aspects of the carbon cycle. So we've used 500,000,000 tons in 250 years. At the current rate of progress, we're set to use the next 500,000,000 tons in about 35 years. So that gives you an idea of the acceleration that we're seeing. And the elephant in the corner of climate change discussions is what's going to happen to the rest of it. Because each of these, there's another way of thinking about this model. Each of these 500,000,000 tons is worth, if you like, about a degree of warming. So if we're serious about stopping global warming at 2 degrees, which is what all of the world's governments have signed up, claim that that's their objective, then the implication is we're only going to put the first 1,000,000,000 tons of carbon into the atmosphere, and somehow we're going to keep the rest of it out of the atmosphere. And that raises the question of how that's going to be done, and given that a lot of this is already, as it were, private property on the books of a fossil energy company, what is that fossil energy company going to do with this resource that they own, that they've bought with some negotiations in the government for exploitation rights for some particular coal field or oil field? And yet, if it's just pulled up and burnt and dumped into the atmosphere, will commit us to potentially dangerous climate change. So that's, you know, an example of the kind of conflict resolution challenge we have in deciding how we're going to manage resources through the 21st century.